I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado Proposition 118, Family and Medical Leave, has not been certified, but by all accounts has received enough yes votes to pass. Attorney Kevin Paul of Range PC spoke to Colorado Livestock Association members on a recent webinar to detail some changes coming because of the proposition's passage. He likened the legislation to the federal Family and Medical Leave Act, which gives workers 12 weeks off to deal with a serious illness or injury without fear of losing their job.
And it also is paid leave, not unpaid leave. And the payment comes from a fund that the state is actually going to collect from employers and employees. Almost like Medicare or Social Security, where both employers and employees contribute to it, that's what this would be set up like. The employer contributions wouldn't start until 2023, so it's a couple years off.
And he says employee leave would not start until 2024.
Small employers that have less than 10 employees throughout most of the year would actually not have to contribute into it. Their employees could, but they would not. So if you're a small operation that just has 5 or 6 employees on a regular basis, it's highly likely that you won't have any additional expense, even if your employees are enrolled in it.
Paul added that there is a good chance Proposition 18 will be challenged in court as an unconstitutional tax or fee. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.